Let the music go. We're taking a tour of musical acts, touching down in Wisconsin this fall. It is Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being here. So just because Labor Day has passed doesn't mean the music slows down in our state. Quite the contrary. There are some icons saying farewell, Elton John, some iconic bands making another comeback, Goo Goo Dolls, and there are some acts like Lizzo who can stake a claim in confidence-boosting flutist rapper pop star status. Did we follow all of that? Which new artists do you think people should be talking about? Which established artists are you excited to see for the first time, maybe the 10th time this fall? Join in with your concert stories, your questions, 800-642-1234. Justin Barney is music director at 88.9 Radio Milwaukee. Justin, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Hey, Kay, thanks for having me back.
And Jordan Lee is 88.9's program director. Jordan, welcome to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having us on.
Jordan, let's start with you. We just heard there a little bit of the Alabama Shakes playing Don't Want to Fight. You know, this group's front woman, guitarist Brittany Howard, let me tell you, I am clearly not the first person who says this lady rocks. They're playing September 18th, Pabst Theater in Milwaukee. What can you tell us about this concert?
Without a doubt, she's one of the most original voices in contemporary music, period. Of course, the Alabama Shakes introduced us to Brittany. She's taking a complete new direction with her solo work, so this is going to be unlike an Alabama Shakes show, but it's going to be just as satisfying.
And satisfying in what way? How will it be Brittany Howard?
She is just undeniable on the stage. There's legends you can compare her to. It's probably not fair, but like Aretha Franklin, like Diana Ross, she's got these natural God-given talents that she just belts on the stage and never ceases to amaze the audience.
And I don't know whether it's competing between her voice and what she's doing on the guitar, because both are just ripping.
And with this new project, she's taking the sound in a completely new direction, too. So I'm actually anticipating, what is this show like? I know what I get when I see the Alabama Shakes. It's a good, soulful, Stax Wax kind of thing going on. But with this new show, I'm very surprised and excited to see what she brings to the stage.
And what will it feel like at the Pabst Theater? What do you like about that venue?
It's so intimate. It's a beautiful historic room. If you've not been to the Pabst Theater, it's just an unforgettable experience. And you get so close, especially if you're in the second balcony. You feel closer to the stage, even though you're so high in the air. And that intimacy with an artist like Brittany, who can just, again, belt it out and just bring you to a special place, it's going to feel even intensified.
Okay, Justin, so one artist you're excited to see is Juicebox. They play the Cactus Club in Milwaukee on October 5th, and we're going to hear a little from their single Coinstar song, and then we're going to get your thoughts. You die, wake up in the morning, but you don't know why. People everywhere just trying to get by, like go, 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 go. Oh, you're gonna break your stride. Out of your mind, you're holding on to your pride. People everywhere just trying to get by, like go, 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 go. All right, Justin Barney, what are you excited about here with Juicebox?
Juicebox is the best. You know, when we were putting this list together, we're talking about people that are playing at the Five Serve Forum, that are playing at the Alliant Energy Center. And I was like, I want to make it a point to talk about Juicebox, who is playing one of the smallest rooms in the entire state. He's playing Cactus Club in Bayview in Milwaukee. And, like, I love Juicebox because Juicebox is a wild man on stage. I mean, just one of the most insane shows. I talked to him one time, and he was like, I think I got a concussion because he was just thrashing so hard. And so Juicebox is from Mequon. He's a hometown hero. He's from Mequon. He started making music when he was like 13 years old, and he started playing. He was kind of famous in Milwaukee because his mom would drive him to the show, and then he'd play. He'd like start at midnight and go until like 1:30 in the morning. And then he moved to New York, and he's lived in Baltimore. He was written into an episode of the HBO show Girls. Mm-hmm. And also a New Yorker wrote a book about him called The Next Level that is kind of like about Juicebox's intensity for life and his kind of philosophy about making it. and wanting to take things to the next level. I mean, he has his own line of energy drinks. Zone.
We have them here at the office.
I was going to say, Jordan, I mean, 88.9, you guys were really on to Juice Box early on.
Well, yeah, Justin's right. I mean, this guy is a living legend at this point in the game.
Yeah, and he's been in the game for like a decade, and he is like 27 years old. He just puts on an absolutely insane show. You don't have to like. We know that a lot of people don't know who Juice Box is, and that's fine. Juice Box is the kind of great show. He's playing October 5th at the Cactus Club, where you just need to show up and be amazed because he is going to put on one of the most high intensity. Thrashing, just wild show.
We are previewing concerts coming to Wisconsin this fall, like Juice Box. Our guides are Justin Barney and Jordan Lee from 88.9 Radio in Milwaukee. You can join in 800-642-1234 with concerts that you're excited about this fall. So, Justin, a few months after playing Summerfest, Lizzo is returning to our state playing the Sylvie in Madison on October 10th. And let's hear a little bit of Juice. What are you expecting from Lizzo?
Fire. You know, I would say that you should go to the show, but it's been sold out since 5 minutes after tickets went on sale. So, like, maybe you should go outside and shake someone down or pay five times what tickets are worth, because it is worth it. Lizzo is the most charismatic person making music right now. And if you've ever seen a Lizzo performance, if you've seen Lizzo say seven words, if you have seen her in a song, you know that she just has it. There's this kind of like mysterious it that we talk about, that we want people to have, and Lizzo's got it. She plays flute on stage. She gets everybody. She has two dancers involved, and it is it's sold out in seconds, rightfully so, because she's got that charisma, and she will bring it hard.
We are witnessing history. We're going to remember Lizzo 25 years from now and be like, oh, that woman from the Midwest who changed popular music. This is happening right now.
Well, Jordan, we think about music festivals mainly in the summer, but we have Farm Aid coming up next weekend at Alpine Valley. So there's Willie Nelson, Neil Young, John Mellencamp, Dave Matthews. What about this?
We are really we're lucky. Wisconsin is lucky. We've gotten Farm Aid twice. We got the 25th anniversary in 2010 when Miller Park was a bouncing baby new little park, and we were super excited about it. And now we are getting it back here, and it's super, super special to go back to Alpine Music Theater in Alpine Valley. That also a legendary concert venue, and you're getting Dave Matthews, John Mellencamp, Neil Young. These are artists you want to see in that environment. Alpine Valley Music Theater is the ideal backdrop for what is Farm Aid. I think we really, again, looking through the history of the festival, Wisconsin's lucky we've had it twice.
We're on a tour of the Great Fall Concerts in Wisconsin that we should keep on our radar. We have the program director and music director from 88.9 Radio Milwaukee helping us out, Justin Barney and Jordan Lee, respectively. Are you planning to see Elton John, Lizzo, Godsmack, another artist coming this fall? 800-642-1234. This is Bulletproof by Godsmack, who will perform in Madison next week. Stay with us for more on the Ideas Network. We're getting a fall concert preview, letting the music breathe on this Wisconsin weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being here. We're hearing Claro emerging from her bedroom music uploads as a teen, going viral, now on tour, coming to Milwaukee in about a couple weeks. So summer is traditionally when the biggest tours hit the road, but apparently a lot of major artists didn't get the memo, including Violent Femmes, Elvis Costello, Neil Young. So where are you willing to travel for a concert? Have you gone to Chicago or the Twin Cities just to see a show? 800-642-1234. Tweet us WPR Mornings. And our trusty music guides, Jordan Lee, is program director at 88.9 Radio Milwaukee. Justin Barney is 88.9's music director. They stay with us. Justin, we were hearing Claro there, coming in, and Claro and Whitney coming to Turner Hall next month. So let's first hear a little Whitney with their song Used to Be Lonely.
Used to be lonely.
So, Justin, why Whitney on your radar?
Oh, did you hear that? It sounded so nice. Whitney is just like a nice, easy breezy band that is coming up. They just released their sophomore album, and they're playing at Turner Hall. They're two guys that are from Chicago, and they're on the rise. You know, we're talking about other bands that are playing at these huge venues. You know, I'm kind of thinking of like the Black Keys are playing at the Pfizer Forum. Claro and Whitney are two bands that I think they will play there eventually. Or there's all these artists that start there. And it's like, I didn't see the Black Keys when the Black Keys played Turner Hall or a venue of that size. And now, like, seeing like when they come to the Pfizer Forum, I'm like, I missed them on the come up. And I wish that I would have seen them there. For bands like Claro and Whitney, this is your chance to see them before they get into a venue that doesn't feel as personal, that you're way at the outside looking in. If you see Whitney at Turner Hall Ballroom, you're going to see them in the intimate setting that really, you know, sets their music, that really makes, and for Claro, she makes this kind of like bedroom pop. And it's really like the perfect in-between venue to see them before they get to a venue that you're going to feel like you missed something.
Yeah, Jordan, how did Claro come on the scene?
Well, for us, again, it was this kind of, you know, viral success. We're always trying to pay attention to all the other little bells and whistles that are going off on the internet. And this is a time, too, where artists can come from very humble, simple beginnings and grow up real fast.
Claro is 21 years old.
21.
In 2017, she released a song on a father-daughter, which is this tiny record label. They did a cassette tape compilation, and she released one song on that compilation. She was signed to Fader in 2018, and she is just there every once in a year there is like an artist who just kind of like hits the asteroid.
Yes.
And it's just like, you know, now she has 7 million followers a month on Spotify, and she has gone from 0 to 7 million
real fast.
A matter of months.
That can be a formula for a one-hit wonder. But it also can be the thing like the White Stripes factor, where remember when that band went from nothing to something real fast?
So there is that trajectory as well to consider. Let's bring in Paul now in Eau Claire. Hi, Paul.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I just want to make a comment. I recently saw Elton John in concert, and if you have the chance, you just have to see his farewell tour. Nothing but high energy, 72 years of age, and his band members, and notably his percussionists, are also getting up there, but you would not know it.
Where did you see him, Paul?
So I actually saw them in Salt Lake City, but of course he's making a farewell tour around the country, and just highly recommended.
Well, Paul, thanks so much. Justin, we can't forget Elton John bidding adieu.
I am so jealous that he saw Elton John.
Me too, because that show sold out in like 30 seconds.
Yes, and Elton John is coming to the Pfizer Forum on October 19th, and he's doing his farewell tour. I mean, Rocket Man came out earlier this year, so it's like a perfect timing to kind of like do this farewell tour that he's had on the books for a while. But I'm seeing Crocodile Rock. Candle in the Wind. I mean,
right. Come
on. This is an absolute bona fide legend who came onto the scene doing something totally different as someone absolutely unique. There will never be another Elton John, and this is the last chance to see him. I'm so jealous that he got to see Elton John in Salt Lake City.
Well, speaking of,
get a chance to see him.
Yeah, speaking of Elton, a bunch of groups that are loved by older generations. I'm not saying Paul anything there, but like, you know, Violent Femmes coming to Green Bay and the Goo Goo Dolls, Appleton, Elton in Milwaukee, Elvis Costello has shows in Madison and Milwaukee. Are you expecting much more new music from these concerts, or are these fan favorites, Jordan?
A lot of these, it depends. I mean, Elvis is active and releasing new music regularly. So yep. You go to Elvis Costello and the Imposters record, he could go back, he could play new material, he can go anywhere he wants. I think with shows like the Goo Goo Dolls, they're at the Fox Cities Performing Arts Center in Appleton, that's going to be definitely a nostalgia-based performance. That's going to be going back through the hits. And this is a band that, like you said, I mean, they had a lot of hits, but they haven't done a lot recently, so you're going to be more of a nostalgia-focused concert there.
We're previewing concerts coming to Wisconsin this fall. Our guides are Justin Barney and Jordan Lee from 88.9 Radio Milwaukee. Let's go to Mike now in Eau Claire. Hi, Mike.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm excited to see Bon Iver later this fall in Eau Claire. He's doing a show that's going to be choreographed to a dance performance. I think it's called either Two Dance or TU Dance. I'm not sure how it's pronounced, but I've seen Bon Iver several times, and I'm just really excited to see his show in Eau Claire.
Oh, Mike, that is going to be amazing, breathtaking. Justin, and you have some intimate knowledge of Bon Iver, I understand, because you were embedded with the band.
Yeah, I was just on tour with Bon Iver for 3 days, for the first 3 dates of his tour. We started in Missoula, Montana, and then went to Vail, Colorado, and then went to Red Rocks in Denver. And this Bon Iver tour is something different. He's coming on October 3rd, he's coming to St. Paul, and then October 4th, he's going to be in Illinois, if you can see him. I've seen Bon Iver 10 times, and this tour is different. Bon Iver is a jam band now. They are jamming on the old material. They are jamming on the new material. They have taken a way to take their old stuff and make it sound totally new. And I know that, like, Bob Dylan has, like, done this before where they takes old songs and makes them sound new. And I was always like, give me what there is on the album. That's what I want to hear. But I get it now, because Bon Iver has taken his old songs and reworks them into something that is totally fun, totally new, and is a completely new experience for the listener. He is something different on this tour, I am telling you. So if you can see Bon Iver on this tour, absolutely do it, because it is something else.
And also history in the making with that, parallel to Lizzo, these are artists who, I mean, Bon Iver has taken his trajectory from winning that Grammy so many moons ago and has become a national treasure as an independent and alternative artist. And we're watching history happen with Bon Iver right now.
Well, let's squeeze in one more call. Bill in Eau Claire. Hi, Bill.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Who are you going to see?
Actually, next month we're going to see the 50th anniversary of Little Feet.
Aha. Where are you going to see Little Feet?
I think it's at the State Theater in Twin Cities. Also, last year we saw the 50th anniversary of Days of Future Past at Moody Blues. That was an incredible
show. Oh, my goodness.
So we're pretty lucky to be, you know, an hour and a half or so from cities or Madison or something like that. So looking forward to it.
Well, Bill, thanks so much. Justin Barney, you know, Bill is getting in the car, going to the Twin Cities to hear some history.
Yeah, that is amazing. Little Feet going to be playing that. And that's just, you know, part of this whole thing is seeing bands that you have loved for a long time and getting to see someone for maybe the first time or the millionth time, you know, is the great part about seeing live music.
And Bill, being in Eau Claire, you're also lucky because there's a renaissance happening right at home where there's artists who are going to be the future Little Feats who are playing and things are happening. And again, going back to Bon Iver and what Justin's doing for the region right now, this is a really exciting time to be in Wisconsin and to see live music.
Yeah, Eau Claire is where it's at. So, Bill, you can stay home once in a while. Well,
yeah.
Justin and Jordan, thank you so much for joining us. This has been fun.
Thank you so much, Kate.
It was a real pleasure.
Justin Barney is the music director at 88.9 Radio Milwaukee. Jordan Lee is program director there. This is Wisconsin Weekend here on The Morning Show. Coming up, we talk about the range of flavors you can find in Wisconsin wines. But first, we have some Tennessee whiskey by Chris Stapleton, who plays the Alliant Energy Center in Madison next month. And that's who takes us away to the news here on the Ideas Network. Enjoy.